Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Financing Your Business Today. I'm Tim Duque, your host. Our guest today, our topic today is invoice factoring, working capital loans. Our special guest is Lynn Collins, Regional Marketing Manager for AmerisourceBank Funding. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Can you tell us a little about Amerisource and your role there at Amerisource Funding?
Sure, absolutely. Amerisource Funding was actually founded in 1984 in Houston, Texas. And the wonderful thing about it was that our founding officer was an entrepreneur in his own right and understood firsthand the importance of cash flow for both the startup businesses and mature businesses. My background, I actually started in commercial lending back in the early 80s.
Wow.
And I know, it's been a long time, but I really have enjoyed it, and what I enjoy most is that the small to medium-sized businesses needed, they needed another option for financing, especially when the banks weren't able to increase lines of credit for whatever reason or establish a line of credit. So we've been an option out there for them for many, many years, and it is truly a great opportunity for those companies. It doesn't fit every company, but it definitely is a great option for those.
Great. Tell us about the history of really the concept of factoring and what is factoring?
Factoring is really interesting. It was the first form of financing. I actually had it always quoted saying the early 1800s, but I noticed that you guys have really done your homework, and it started in the late 1700s. So as far as the types of different products within factoring, it's been called a couple different things. It's been called account receivable financing, factoring, invoice factoring. End of the day, it's when a company is selling a product are providing a service, and they are generating an invoice, they can use that invoice to create cash for their company, especially when they're growing. That's always a huge opportunity because they're out there, they're getting started, they get the purchase orders, and they run out of cash because they're having to fill those orders and ship them out before they can actually start generating cash. We can turn those invoices into immediate cash for them to go out, earn improved terms with their vendors, and then also take away the discounts sometimes that they're having to offer their customers in order to get through the door, if you will.
Okay. So all in a nutshell, if I have an invoice from a company or a government, I take that invoice and I hand it over to a company like yours, and you guys will then advance me a certain amount of it, and then once it pays, then I pay you? Or kind of tell us how that process actually works.
Yeah, sure, no problem. The way that we work, there's a lot of lenders like ourselves out in the industry countrywide, but the way it works is that once that invoice is generated, you would submit the invoice and supporting documentation to Amerisource. We would do a verification, which we are going to introduce ourselves to the customer. So actually the client, in essence, has hired a back office credit collection supporting office, and we become a partner with the client. So we verify the invoice. We advance on that invoice anywhere from 75 to 90% of the face value of the invoice. The customers will remit payment to Amerisource. So when that invoice comes due, they will pay us. But when I say when we advance, we're actually going to, we get the invoice from the client day one. Within 24 hours, cash is in the bank for the client to use for working capital. Then we, in turn, wait that 30 days or 60 days, whatever the terms may have been offered. Once we collect those funds, then we deduct whatever fees have incurred. And that can be anywhere from 1% to 3%, and not to go into specifics because, it varies with every company.
Okay.
But once we collect and then we deduct that fee, then that difference that we didn't advance up front is then available to the client. It's back in their bank account. So we're keeping the money rolling, revolving daily. So where bank line of credit, say a business has a $50,000 line of credit with the bank, once they hit that $50,000, they can't go over that. They have to pay it down. With Amerisource and with factoring or invoice factoring, your line of credit grows with your receivables. So if your receivables are $100,000 this month and they're $1 million next month, we can grow with you. We do that, and we don't limit you on that. So it's a huge difference with bank versus this type of financing.
Okay, so with a bank finance, of course, you have the credit line, and once you reach the credit line, that's it. But with yours, is it kind of unlimited, or it depends how much you're going to advance on this particular for this particular company? So,
right.
Thus seeing that, okay, this is ABC Company, who is a small mom-and-pop operation, or a medium-sized business or a large business, do you kind of cap with that? The amount of invoice that you accept for this particular company, or how is that done?
Right. No, great question. What we do, we are members, as you can imagine, with multiple credit agencies. So we have a very experienced staff in our credit department. And when we are approached by a client to come into our financing group, we will look at their customer base, and we will go ahead and review each individual account, and we'll set our internal lines of credit, if you will, for the individual customers of that client. If we've already had them in our system, we're probably going to be a little bit more lenient, and we're going to increase that line, more so than we may on an account we're not real familiar with. But, a well-rated account, it certainly can grow. We, Amerisource, we will finance companies just getting started upwards of $10 million in monthly receivable.
Wow.
So, right. So, see, I've got some beautiful clients that started with me 8 years ago. They're still with us. And we don't tie our clients into contracts, so there's no terms with our product. There's no monthly minimum requirement. And one client in particular started, he had two trucks. It was a transportation company. He just started out. Today he has over 50 trucks. He is just, cranking it out. He's just doing a phenomenal job, and we have grown with him ever since, and he is still on a no contract with us.
Wow.
It is wonderful. It's great to see small businesses and being able to, because he couldn't get financing at the time. He was just getting started. His personal credit wasn't that strong, and the banks weren't able to do anything for him.
So speaking of personal credit, how does that play a part in this whole factoring scenario?
Right. For us, because we're not a bank, and I love the bank, so I don't want it to sound like we're not friendly. We are. we actually do a lot of business with the bank. But with the banks, they have criteria, and so the personal credit has to be stronger. With Amerisource, personal credit's not as important. We do ask for personal guarantees on our contracts, or not contracts, but on our agreements.
Mm-hmm.
And if the personal credit is not as strong, it doesn't hurt, but it does not help sometimes with the pricing. But if the personal credit is stronger, then it definitely can assist whenever we're structuring the pricing on an account.
Okay, so when you say the pricing, with you mentioned earlier about discounts, that's between, it make a difference between 1% and 3% that you pay because of the risk?
Correct. Because what happens a lot of times with receivable financing, at 90 days, if a customer has not been able to pay that we have advanced on, at 90 days, it is recourse back to the client. There are a couple different options, though, that prevent that from happening, and that's one of them being a non-recourse where it's credit guaranteed. And that takes the risk off the client, the individual, per se, and more on the actual collateral of the account. With the personal guarantees, if personal credit's not so strong, and say we had a $100,000 invoice that went 90 days, and we had to recourse that back to the client, if he couldn't handle it, then, you know, it really puts the stress on the personal side of the business. So we need to have the commitment that we're in it equal. We're partners in this arrangement, and we're personally guaranteed that on a corporate level, I guess, if you will. But it's important, but it does not weigh, the personal credit, again, does not weigh so heavy whenever we're looking at whether we can move forward or not.
Okay, so when you say recourse and non-recourse, is that an option, or just really depend on that person's or that business or that personal credit for the client or for the person that you're doing the factoring?
Great. I think, Tim, I think that the non-recourse and recourse, it really depends on the industry.
Okay.
More so than any of the personal credit. That doesn't really play into non-recourse or recourse. Industries such as furniture, textiles, apparel, those are industries you typically will see the non-recourse. They want credit guarantee. They want insurance that, you know, if ABC Industries goes out of business, then my lender is going to cover me on what has been outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a credit protection option that we offer. The recourse are for those industries like staffing and transportation and service providers. They know their customers. They know who they're doing business with. If they're strong customers, then a recourse product is the way to go because it's less expensive.
Okay.
There is an added cost to the credit protection. And so it really is case by case, not to say we don't do non-recourse in staffing, but it really is a case by case. But I would say that I see more non-recourse in the furniture, textiles, and apparel industry.
Okay, and recourse in some of the others. Okay,
when
you talk about protection, can you kind of elaborate on the type of protection you spoke of earlier?
Sure. Credit protection, that's actually, when I first got into the business, I thought that's all that existed. I thought that factoring was non-recourse factoring. So that meant that we reviewed each client customers one by one, and we set credit limits that we dictated. So as a non-recourse lender, if we put a credit limit on customer ABC for $10,000, then that meant we would advance up to $10,000. The client could continue to ship, but if they did, it was at their risk. It was not at ours.
Okay.
We would limit it to the 10. And if that company went out of business or failed to pay, then we would be at risk. We would have to pay the client the $10,000.
Okay.
So then you move forward 10 years or so, and I hear about this recourse product that not every client needs to have credit protection. It's a great option to have, but, you know, if you're working with grade A client customers, you don't really need that. You're not worried about credit protection. You just need to get the goods out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But there's a lot of insurance agencies out there that we work with. Sometimes, you know, it's not a matter that they want to borrow on the receivables as they want protection, that if something were to happen. And a lot of times it's the small businesses that have worked with a company. They've become the largest supplier for that company. And then, you know, it's you don't want all your eggs in one basket. But
sure.
Sometimes that happens. And having credit protection just kind of gives you a little bit more comfort to know that if something were to happen, you've got recourse.
Okay. And this, since we're speaking of commercial, what about government? Those are taken a little differently, or they get better advances or better discounts when there's a government agency, a federal agency or state or city or kind of municipal?
Sure. Yeah, no, government accounts are phenomenal. Non-bank lenders enjoy working government accounts. They can be a little tricky because you really have to get in there and know which arm of the government you're dealing with and which department and division and all of that good stuff. But we definitely, the collateral is good. We know we're not going to have a problem. They're going to pay. So we tend to increase our advance rate. They may be someone that would get the 85 or 90% advance rate.
Okay.
Takes a little bit longer to get them set up. Typically, Amerisource can, if we had a client come to us and say they're interested in moving forward with us, we can typically get a client set up and ready for funding within 2 to 3 business weeks. Government may take closer to 30 days, and that's just because of the ins and outs that you have to deal with.
Okay, so speaking of, if the person has a government contract, that you have to reroute the payment system to you guys, which is a little bit more involved with the...
Absolutely, yeah. We get involved because a lot of the... We actually get copies of the contract. We go through them because third-party lenders are anyone coming in to play, it's really kind of tweaky, so you have to get in there and then be able to work through the system again and get the right documentation over to them.
Okay, that's right. You have to amend the contract. Then versus the commercial, you just send a letter to the company that is invoicing to them versus them to sign off on it.
Absolutely. That's
okay.
Exactly right. We'll give them a phone call, introduce ourselves, and then we ask for a notice of assignment, and that just shows that they are going to, they've changed the remittance address. So there's interaction, but not to the level of having contracts changed.
Okay. So in the sense of when they're talking about these invoices, 30, 60, 90 days, your max is 90 days. On invoices, I mean, if the company goes to you and you give them your whole portfolio, you will advance on 30 and 60 and 90 days, or at 90 days is your cutoff. How that process work? If I just walk into your office, say, "Hey, I have, I need to factor my accounts." What a person needs to do step by step with an application, and so forth.
Okay. Well, what would happen if, say they walk in today, they brought me their aging report, and, you know, anywhere from current to 45 days from date of invoice.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, when we set up an account, the current 45 days from date of invoice, that's what we're going to lend on initially.
Okay.
And sometimes we'll even push that out, especially if we're working with a client that is currently with another lender and we need to take them out of their lending facility. So we have to work an intercreditor agreement and pay the bank or the other lender off. We will do 100% advance or an over advance to be able to pay them off if we feel that comfortable about the account and the customers. Factoring is known as a short-term lending option. So short-term meaning 90 days on average. when it gets to 90 days, we don't automatically charge it back to our client. But if an invoice is outstanding 90 days, we've already been in touch with the client to let them know that the customer is not paying or there's disputed issues. They've had time to resolve it. We'll keep it on our books, but at 90 days, it becomes very expensive for the client. And we realize that, and, you know, ultimately, we both want to win here, and we both want to be profitable, so we don't want to take all the profits away from the client, or we wouldn't be in business. So, so 90 days is just has always been a cutoff for most of the lenders in this arena.
Okay, great. How does the process, if a company is in, I'm going to be devil advocate, if they in bankruptcy, does that play a part of the notice of assignment? Well, not notice of assignment. Are they able to factor if they're in an active Chapter 11 or if the owner is in a Chapter 13? Would you still be able to take that person as a client or not?
Sure, absolutely. And we do. We just closed an account that was currently Chapter 11, and what we have to have done is that the court will appoint us the lender. And once that happens, then we are able to move forward, and we do that on routine. And a lot of lenders, and again, in this arena, will do that. DIT financing is really big for us, so that's should never be if there's companies out there that are struggling and have filed bankruptcy, there are options for them still to move forward.
Okay, so, but the process would be the same process, they apply. However, you have to wait till you get court permission to actually advance on that receivables, the portfolio?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah, because the bank has frozen everything, right? The court has frozen everything, so a company can't really engage any lender without court approval.
Okay.
And that's a very, it can be a quick, it can be a day process. Sometimes
okay.
It can hang out there, but typically it can be a day process.
Okay, so they can just make, once they get the application, they can pretty much go to the trustee, well, you make your petition to the court, and the court signs off on it, and then you guys would take custody of the receivables from them, and they would just flow that way.
Exactly, and it'd just be as if they had not been in bankruptcy, and we would just work it just on the day-to-day like we do with our other clients.
Okay. Also, you know, lending practices for Amerisource, do you go outside the United States, or how far do you go out?
Well, we primarily are the United States and Canada. Canada. We have several clients there. Little difficult sometimes just because of the lack of financial information that they are able to provide you at times. But we have been known to do some international financing, but I would not put that out there that's what we do. We've got other partners that we can always, if that's something that of interest or need, we can always find homes for them.
Okay. So because of the currency rates and so forth?
Yeah, and we're just not, you know what, we're a U.S. company. We've been here now 27 years and have a strong footprint. But we just have not, you know, we just don't have the capabilities outside, and so we just stay within the U.S. and Canada.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
And are there any options for, I'm this new startup company, okay, I have the back end taken care of, so I know that if I invoice my customer or the government and so forth, I know that end is taken care of. Does Amerisource actually help and like purchase all the financing to get that product to the vendor? I know you mentioned something about credit protection. Is there any options that for your company to go beyond that? Hey, now I have to get it from the supplier. Did the supplier only give me this amount of credit line and I need a little bit more? Do you guys get involved with that?
Right. No, that's I appreciate you bringing that up. We talk about bringing on a purchase order platform. We have not to date However, we have partnered up with some amazing companies that provide purchase order financing on their own, and mm-hmm. then we do the account receivable financing. It's two in the same. It's two programs, but they have to work together. The purchase order would get financed, and then Amerisource would be the one to pay the purchase order financier off. So we do that, and we also have inventory lenders that can do that on the side as well. So, again, they could do the inventory piece if there's a need for that. But we have purchase order financing piece, and then, again, Amerisource can do the account receivable. And we work to put all this together. So we certainly don't expect a lot of the clients to have to spend their time doing this. They need to focus on their core business.
Sure. So you guys can arrange a purchase order financing partner and an inventory finance partner as well.
Absolutely.
So you're trying to coordinate all those pieces together to make it just easy for the client.
Correct. Right. Right. And there's definitely involvement for the client, obviously, but mm-hmm. we try to, you know, we do this every day, so we try to make it as easy and as, possible for the client to move as quickly as they can to keep their business going.
Okay. What are the biggest advantages besides cash flow? Any other big advantages for a company to factor?
The biggest is the ability to provide the client the ability to not have to turn down that order. You know, there's that small company that has been ticking along, has had good pace. They pick up a large order and they can't fill it. They don't have the funds to do it. So as far as to have this opportunity to have a lender like ourselves to be able to come in and say, look, I can lend you 80% or 90% on your receivables today, on your assets. You're going to use your assets to grow your company. So you're not borrowing from anyone other than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you would want to do with your company. So you're not having to sell off a piece of your business. You're not having to bring in investors. You're using your assets to grow the business. And so I think that's the biggest thing. Companies can grow, and it's based on what their hard work and not just, you know, that somebody, a bank or, you know, an investor is taking a piece of their business. So.
Okay. Any potential downsides of financing?
The downsides, I would say, and I've noticed this over the past few years, factoring used to be like a bad word out there, and it certainly has changed over the years, especially with the lending, with the economy and how the things have gone down of late. But, you know, we interact with the customers of the clients. And that's real tough for a client to have someone come in and, you know, we're not taking over by no means, but we're partnering, but it's two small businesses. Sometimes they feel like, wait a minute, you're getting into my, you know, this is my customer base. And that's the most precious thing you can have with a business is your customer base.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the biggest thing, but I really have to stress upon that Amerisource is very professional, and our back office, our credit and collection department, is really strong, very professional, and they understand that, you know, customers are important, and they're not just important to the client, they're very important to us. So I think that's the hardest thing, is the interaction for the client, having us interact with the customers. But I've got plenty of clients I could get as references that could let the, you know, the audience know that it's not as stressful and it's not as invasive as it may sound.
Okay. The last couple of things, I think if it's a business owner, he said, well, you know, like you mentioned, I'm really afraid of giving you my customer's information. What will that customer think of me? What do you say to the client? Hey, you know, you we're partnering with you, but what do you tell your customer? Because you didn't want to say, okay, you're on shaky ground. You need someone else to lend you money. Is there anything that you tell them to make them feel comfortable? Hey, we're partnering with you, but this is how we're going to approach your client. If you can kind of give me an idea of that kind of that conversation.
Sure, absolutely. And I trust me, I'm asked that all the time. And the biggest thing I can offer is that client, you're growing your business. I mean, I keep going back to that, and that's part of our mission is freedom to grow. We're being approached to come to assist. They're basically outsourcing their credit collections department so that they can further focus on the core business, which is getting that product or providing that service to the customers. They don't want any delay in when an order comes in and they don't have the cash. They don't want the client or the customers to know that they don't have the means to be able to fill that order. So I express to the client that their customers don't know. They don't have to know that they're borrowing. That all they need to say is that they have hired Amerisource to come in to be their credit and collection department and to help monitor more of that, the management side of the business, the collateral management side of the business, so that the client can then focus on more important, keeping that customer happy, keeping the business growing.
Wow. In closing, I know you have, according to your website, you financed over $2 billion of accounts receivable and you're a publicly traded company. Anything you would like to close with about Amerisource and about this process of invoice factoring or accounts receivable financing?
Yeah, sure. No, I truly, as you can tell, I got in this business in the early 80s. I have truly been committed and I have thoroughly enjoyed working with small to medium-sized businesses, and they are what keeps us going. I mean, if we didn't have small businesses, entrepreneurs, you know, looking to start that business, to go out there and have that drive, where would we be? Amerisource has never wavered from how we got started. When Jason Floyd started the business, he was an entrepreneur, and he worked with startup businesses. Today, we still work with startup businesses, and we have grown from just when we started, we did, you know, $20,000 a month in financing. And that I still do that today, but we can also grow with those companies up to $10 million a month in financing. So the $10 million are important, but the $20,000, the startups are just as important.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
It's
really
exciting.
I really appreciate it again. Appreciate your time and explaining how this process works. How can they contact you and Amerisource?
Go to our website, www.amerisourcefunding.com. There's a tab for find a location. I'm on there. We are nationwide. We have representatives all over the country. And you do not have to reach me directly, but feel free to, and I can connect you with whomever, maybe someone's in your area, and I'd be happy to connect or work directly with you and see what we can do for you.
Okay, and what's the website address again?
www.amerisourcefunding.com.
Amerisourcefunding.com. Great.
Yeah,
and a cell phone
right.
number, do you have one there in Houston or an 800 number?
Yes, we do. It's 1-800-876-6639.
Okay, and repeat that one more time.
Okay, 1-800-876-6639.
6639. Great. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate you coming on to the program.
Right.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate it. This has been another.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again. Have a great day.
Thank you.
This has been another production of Finance Your Business by Apple Capital Group. This episode can be downloaded on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or Podfeed. For more information, you can look at our website at blog.applecapitalgroup.com. Have a great day, Lynn, and thank you for listening.
You too.